Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Football Fill-In. Now, at the time of recording, Monday morning, Antonio Conte is still somehow in a job at Tottenham, even though I think I have him actually a little bit right on this. Spurs are a little bit Spursy. It's as simple as that. Arsenal absolutely batter it. Loads more stuff to talk about. And by the way, I kind of messed up on the guest this week, so Mark's not here. Neil Cutler was supposed to be here. He's not here. So we had to make do with Will Brazier. What a guy. Look at that shirt as well. How nice is that? Football Fill-In, let's have it. Right, William, first time on the show. Welcome, by the way, mate.
Thank you, mate.
You watched all the weekend's action.
Yeah.
We're going to start with Spurs.
Yeah.
Somehow, like I said, Conte is still in the job. What do you make of what he said? Because he went off on one, by the way.
Yeah, he went big time, didn't he? I think he's going out swinging, which I'm sort of on the fence with. Like, sat here as a neutral, I like, because it's entertainment, isn't it?
It's something to talk about.
And then, you know, if you're going down the boring presenter route, it's like, we shouldn't be doing that. But I absolutely love it. I think there's some points in there, there's a bit ringing of truth, I think.
Yeah.
I think we'd agree on that, but... But what about you, though, as a player? If you're in the dressing room and you're seeing that, how do you feel about that?
Mate, he is gone. Like, yeah. If he don't get sacked today or tomorrow, it is a miracle. I promise you, it's an absolute miracle. That is like you say there, a last swing of the bat, kind of a, right, I know I'm going, so have a little bit of that. It's as simple as
that.
Would
you be annoyed, though, like, sat in the dressing room? Because he's called out the players as well, isn't he?
Yeah, a little bit, because I think the players will always kind of, when the chips are down and you're losing games, right, you always just try and sort of, you conceal yourself off a bit and you sort of look after your own back sort of thing. So they'll be going, oh, cheers, Antonio, thanks for like throwing us under the bus here. But I from what he said, right, I half understand it, because there's been a load of managers, Tottenham managers, especially in the past, that have said a very similar thing. Pochettino, Tim Sherwood has said it. And that it always seems to revolve around the ownership model and how they do it. That it's like they try and Levy tries to run it as a business and not as a sports club. And that's the bit that I think Conte is talking about.
Yeah, but if you're coming in as Conte, like Levy's been there for 20 years, you know how he runs the club. It's not like, hang on a minute, he's not spending money. This is very out of character for him. And it did feel a little bit, as much as I enjoyed it, like Conte was a bit like me on COD, you know, you're blaming everything else. New servers, new loadout, I'm not used to the guns. It's like, I need more resources. Like, you knew this coming in, didn't you, really? So I just feel you can't really... You can blame him, but we know what's going to happen. He's going to be out. Poch is probably going to come back. Do you go back to an ex? Have
is
you
that
ever been
what
back to an ex?
I don't know. I think they need to get Tuchel. I think
really?
If Spurs get rid of Conte, it's got to be imminent. Honestly, it has to be imminent. There's no way they can continue working like that.
Yeah.
That's like, for someone like Daniel Levy anyway, he would have seen that on Saturday night and he would have gone, all right, you're done.
He's still here, isn't it?
Yeah, it's mad that he's still here. But I think if they're going to try and do it properly, they need to get somebody like Tuchel. But off the back of Conte saying this, like I say, Mourinho, Sherwood, Pochettino saying the same sort of thing about the ownership model and how they run it, I would be worried that they're not going to be able to attract a manager like a Tuchel. Do you know what I mean?
Well, they're in a weird position, aren't they? Because they're sort of, in terms of resource, they're not a top four club, so they can't go, like Jude Bellingham, they're not in the conversation for them, and rightly so. But then their expectations are bigger than a Brighton and a Brentford, easy for me to say. So they can't, as the fans and expectations over here, so they're in a very weird position, aren't
they? Do you know
they?
What, right? It's a horrible position to be in as well, because Spurs are huge.
And they're fourth.
They're fourth. They're a proper team, like properest everything. Everything's proper. Proper training ground, stadium. It's Tottenham Hotspurs, right? But they, like you said, I agree with you, what you said there. They find themselves in this weird position where they're not able to attract the 80, 90 million pound players, right? They're not in that market. Mm. But then they're in like, it's like they're in the 40, 50 million pound market that... You may as well, if you can, go and spend the extra 40 million and get a player that's guaranteed to do it. Because it seems to me that Spurs have been so meek with their transfer deals, where they've spent money, don't get me wrong, they're spending 30, 40 million pounds on player, but these players they're not guaranteed. You know what I mean? The likes of Bissouma or Romero in defence and Pedro Porro, like they might be decent players, but they're not top players, are they?
Well, look at Bissouma, how much they're 50, 60 million on him. They're spending that with Brighton. And like Brighton are, I'm not going to say
they're cashing in.
Yeah, I mean, they're on the charge as well. They could get European football, and it's just a weird place to be. So if Tuchel comes in, like you want, he's going to have expectations to be attracting these top players.
70, 80 million pounds.
And they're just not going to get them, especially if they fall out of Champions League football. And then, I don't know, we're in all sorts of trouble.
Fun and games at Tottenham. Want to talk about the game then, 3-3.
Yeah.
I did not watch this game at all. It was Saturday afternoon. I was out on an all-day session, right?
Any good?
But It was decent, to be fair. Yeah, it was decent. Well, do you remember we went Flight Club in Birmingham?
Oh, good.
Oh, mate, it was belting. No, I came fourth. Like, I'm decent at darts, but everybody just targets me, and so it makes it impossible for me. Right. It's the same when we had a lads' night out. The lads,
you sound like Conte, actually.
And the darts were rubbish as well. No tungsten in them. Rubbish. Brutal. But what I did is I've got live score alerts and I've got all the scores coming through and I'm thinking, oh, Tottenham are absolutely killing this. Harry Kane buzzing. And then all of a sudden, boom, 3-2. Boom, 3-all last minute. Oh, my God. That is Spursy all over, isn't it?
Well, it was just like that. I think they pointed out a match of the day. They just dropped back into this deep. They were 3-1 up against Southampton, who are bottom of the league. Free-flowing. Like, going forward, they're amazing, aren't they?
Southampton, that, by the way.
And, like, I think it was Saar that came on, the young lad, he gave away the penalty. So, it was a bit debatable, that penalty Southampton, yeah, they've done all right since the new manager's come in, but it's just... I know they scored three, but you don't associate them with goals, do you?
This season is... Oh, I know we say it on this episode, on this series every week, right? But this season is one of the most interesting... keeping you on the edge of the seat every single week, yeah? Not only for the top bit, but those at the bottom as well. Yeah. If you look here, so start on Southampton on 23 points, bottom of the league, all the way up to Crystal Palace in 12th, is 4 points in it.
That's a bit of me, that. Being a Birmingham City fan, I love a relegation battle.
You like it to the end, don't you? Yeah. To the bitter end where you might have a game left or two games left.
You've got to go to White Hart Lane and Pavlyuchenko sinks your right, but I don't know. Sorry, Ben, I don't
want to get into that. Yeah, I was the one in front of that one, all right, and I did a token dive and I went, oh no, sorry, lads, sorry. But yeah, it is, it's so interesting, isn't it? Like, when you've got the likes of West Ham actually in the relegation zone, Leicester just above them, Forest, Everton, Leeds, Wolves.
Hopefully it goes down to the last day just so you get to sort of share that pain with other people. So.
Yeah, true that. They were all in the same boat. Right, second game, I want to talk about Wolves against Leeds. Being a Blues fan yourself, you've probably not got much affinity for Wolverhampton Wanderers, and you're probably quite happy to see them languishing in 13th position, 4 points off the bottom of the league. But that's a massive result for Leeds, isn't it? Oh, I'm buzzing for Leeds, by the way, because Javi Gracia, obviously haven't worked with him.
You like him?
Watford, loved him. Absolutely loved him. Proper manager. Seriously, proper manager. Nice and calm, composed, does it properly, get his team playing in it. Everybody knows what they're doing in that formation. And the 4-2, I think the 4-2 will probably not be his favourite result in the world. He'd be looking for a 2-1 or a 2-0, but a win's a win at this time of the season.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, I don't know if we can talk about it on here. It's sort of, he's a big part of this
we
show.
We can talk about it on here.
But Craig Dawson, should it have been a red?
Yeah, it should have been a red. Yeah. Craig Dawson's got that in him every game.
Felt a little bit like me, Sunday League. I'm a little bit lanky, so you know, no malice in there, but you're overstretching a bit, aren't you?
I think there is a bit of malice in Craig Dawson. There is.
You can say that. There is
definitely a bit of malice in Craig Dawson. Did you see the Johnny goal?
Yes.
Did you feel for it? Give the goalies a bit of love here. Did you feel for Ilya Meslier?
Not at all, really, no.
You're so haterish.
I think, because I know that we had a little chat in the office, it's gone off the pass as well, but surely if you're a goalie, just get that wide out for a throw.
No, like he's done a cultured header to his midfielder. Yeah. Cultured header to his midfielder. The midfielder's gone to lay it off first time, straight to Johnny. To be fair to him, it's a hell of a volley.
Yeah.
It's an absolutely hell of a volley. And as a goalie, you're there thinking, cheers, mate. Really appreciate that. It's really good of you. Shout out to Ilya Meslier, by the way, because he is the youngest goalkeeper to reach 100 appearances in the Premier League history.
Wow.
23 years and 16 days.
Well remembered. That's fantastic.
Bad. I didn't. I got it on the board there, right behind it.
I'll try and help you out there.
But yeah, massive win for Leeds. Puts them up to 14. This is what I mean. One win at this time of the season. At any point in the season like this, one win takes them from, I think they were 17th, 18th, up to 14th. Even psychologically, you'd see that 14th and you'd go, it feels a bit better.
Yeah.
It does, it feels a bit better.
Well, I know Wolves weren't very happy with some refereeing decisions. I think,
shame,
isn't it? Yeah, real big shame. I was actually devastated for them. But I think the penalty one was a little bit sort of 50-50. I'm going to say it wasn't a penalty on Firpo in the first half. And then the red card that on Johnny did on Luke Ayling.
Yeah.
Good God. I mean, I've got brittle bones as they go, so they'd have been breadsticks gone. But yeah, that was a straight red. And then they were moaning for the final one.
Yeah, they were moaning for the final one. But when you've got big old Adama Traore.
And they stopped.
And he's moaning about, like, that's the thing for me that I hate that with football, I do, is that stopping thing.
Oh.
It's so pathetic, isn't it? Yeah, oh, come on, give me. No, just get back in your slot and, like, work back and get the ball. If you work back and get the ball, he's got a chance of getting it, but just gives up on it.
They'd lost their heads when Costa was trying to calm down Nunes, and I thought, hang on, this is, yeah, someone's lost their head.
Yeah, I know, yeah, something's gone drastically
wrong. These calming people down, it's like, what's happened?
Yeah, something's gone wrong. Arsenal.
Yeah.
Absolutely killing it. It's like every week we expect them to do like an absolute madness and maybe lose 2-0 away at Southampton or something. Yeah. But every week they're just doing it, aren't they? They're just churning out result after result. Palace 4-1. Did you watch? This wasn't even on the telly on Sunday, was it?
No, I've had a little Match of the Day 2 on this one.
Yeah,
but yeah.
One
of the interesting ones, a bit of a side point, Ben White, not in the England squad, had a phenomenal game, sort of been... I know Tomiyasu was coming back and he's sort of been... But he's been very solid. I think going forward, he was a little bit, but the pass he put through to Saka at the weekend, phenomenal. But just wonder what's happened with Southgate, Ben White, because...
There's something gone on there for sure, hasn't there? Yeah. Because he's every week he's doing it now and he's even getting involved in goals. He's getting involved as assists for fun, playing really, really well. Arsenal on fire. These are the sort of players that when you're naming your England squad, you should be picking these players in form. Do you know what I mean? So there's obviously whatever happened in the World Cup happened. People aren't really privy to any of this information.
Yeah, you might. You got the inside scoop?
I've got no scoop on this whatsoever.
Tell me after.
I've been trying to find out. I'll tell you afterwards. But yeah, there's definitely something gone on there because that's just not right, isn't it? When he's selecting the old school, the normal ones that haven't really been playing week in, week out, Maguire, those sort of players, then yeah, it screams of a little bit of a fallout. But Arsenal, fair play to them. 8 points clear now, even though Man City have got a game in hand. They're going to go do it?
Well, they was doing the rounds on Twitter yesterday. This time, last time Arsenal were top of the league after 28 games was 2008-2009.
Yeah.
9 points clear, didn't win the league. Charlton were in fourth. Birmingham City are in seventh.
Shut up.
And it was that time when they came to St Andrews. Edouard broke his leg.
Oh, yeah. Martin Taylor.
Yeah. William Gallas was crying in front of me on the family stand end, and the season went downhill from there.
Oh, my.
But not 8 points seems like a big margin, doesn't it? But they've got to play Man City.
Yeah.
We've got to go there. And just, I've said it before, but like the pressure at the Emirates in those games when it's going in, you know, for like the last eight games, if you're at home, it's going to be phenomenal, isn't it?
Are they
going to
do it, do you think?
Heart says Arsenal, head says Man City.
Why heart says Arsenal? Have you got a little thing for Arsenal?
Not really. I've got a little thing for anyone, really. But I just want someone new on the Premier League trophy, really.
You want a little bit of a change from usual Man City.
Yeah. Palace, though, I was going to ask you.
Yeah.
Because this morning, Roy Hodgson's favourite for the job.
Oh.
Thoughts?
I like Roy. I love Roy. Yeah. I do. I absolutely love Roy. A lot of Watford fans will be watching this saying, oh, you scumbag, because of the way he left Watford on sort of not great terms, let's say. Apparently, we played away at Crystal Palace and we lost the game, I don't know, 2-0 or something like that. And that was the game that got us relegated last season.
Okay.
And Roy, sort of, he'd been at Palace for a long time, went around clapping the fans and stuff. The Watford fans did not like that one little bit.
Yeah.
They did not like that. But no, I like Roy. I've got a lot of time for Roy. And I think it's in these situations that he should thrive.
Really?
I really do. I think he should thrive. He got brought in at Watford to do the similar sort of thing, to try and help us out of the mire. But things work a little bit differently at Watford as what they do to Crystal Palace, I'd imagine. So if he can go into Palace, I think they'll have a good chance of staying up. Like I said, I think psychologically, when you're 12th, even though you're 4 points above the drop zone, I think psychologically, just looking at the league table, it doesn't feel as bad as if you're in the relegation zone. Do you know what I mean?
Well, that's why I found it, like, when the Vieira news popped up on Friday morning, I just couldn't believe it.
Was you surprised, though, yeah?
I was very surprised.
Was you really?
Yeah.
You've been
hearing something.
Nothing surprises me. No, I swear to you, I don't hear anything, but in football now, I promise you, nothing surprises me anymore, especially when it comes to managers.
I was like, yeah, I did this. Oh. So that, I was genuinely surprised. I wasn't like...
No. See, I'm probably...
What were you
saying,
like?
I listen to a lot of radio. I'm probably the same as you. TalkSport, that. And they, you know, Palace fans were a bit mixed on it, to be honest with you. They were all kind of like, yeah, it would have been nice to give him a bit of time. Simon Jordan talks about it really well. He's of the opinion that Vieira's probably not built for a relegation battle. He's built for a mid-table team who can play nice football. But when it comes to this, this is where you need your stalwarts. This is where you need your Pulises and your Hodgsons and your Sam Allardyces to get you out of it.
I'll have to go in a minute. But with Vieira, he's not had that chance to have this experience.
Yeah,
so how do you know?
Yeah, it's true It's true. Right, let's talk about Forest Newcastle Friday night.
Yeah.
This is a good result for Newcastle. Newcastle needed this as well. Coming from a goal behind Emmanuel Dennis for Forest. Huge result for Newcastle, though. Takes them to fifth. What are they? They've got two games in hand on Tottenham, 2 points behind as well. Banging season for Newcastle, right?
Yeah, Isaac, great. The first one, I don't know if you saw it, but...
Did he mean it?
I'm saying as a lanky target man myself, very limmy finish again.
It was
lovely, wasn't it?
It's kind of like shin, ankle, but he found the corner nice, didn't he?
I've watched it a few times. It's lovely. And then, yeah, the confidence to step up for the penalty and score that at the end. And I think his goals per minute is absolutely outstanding at the moment, just in behind Haaland, which is no mean feat. So, again, just as a sort of neutral, I'd love to see Newcastle in that top four and challenging him for the Champions League places. And I think they've got over that Carabao Cup stuff. Like, well, you remember from our season, wasn't it? Like, how much it takes out of you.
It ruined us, didn't it? That absolutely ruined our season, didn't it? I'd say that Newcastle probably got a slightly stronger squad depth than what Blues did.
Probably agree with that,
yeah. Slightly stronger. So I think they should be all right. Did you see the penalty, by the way? Did you see Kieran Trippier? So the penalty got awarded. Obviously, it's last minute. Mm. And this is where all the shithousery and the mind games come to play. And obviously, Kieran Trippier being captain sort of stood up and made it look like he was going to be the one taking the penalty. And all the Forest players are trying to give him it and they're scratching. Do you know what I think they need to do, by the way? I'm going to put it out there and I guarantee you this becomes a rule from next season. You know, scraping the penalty spot.
Yeah, yeah.
I bet you from next season it'll be a yellow card. I guarantee it will, because it happened in the Man United FA Cup match yesterday against Fulham. Fulham players trying to do the same sort of thing. And I guarantee you that becomes a rule next season. But he stood up there with the ball, took all this mind games out of play. Isaac just chilled over here sort of thing. And then when the referee blew his whistle for, come on, let's have the penalty taken, that's when Isaac came in, took the ball, boom, slotted it. Nice calm finish as well.
It's a big thing though, isn't it? We go back to the Euros, well, I don't want to go back, when we lost to France, and they said when Hendo came off the pitch, Kane had scored the first one and then he wasn't there for the second one. He didn't have that protection. One thing I wanted to say back in the Spurs game, Ward-Prowse said he took a penalty against Forster, but it's his best mate.
Yeah.
And he said he couldn't look at him because it was like going to make him laugh. Have you ever had to face a penalty from a good mate?
When a penalty taker's taken it that you've played with, either whether it's like with England or a former club or something like that, it is a bit weird.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a little bit weird. And you'll always try and share a glance of, like,
cheeky one.
Yeah, like, you're my mate, I know you, you know me. And as a goalie, you'll always try and give him that, I know where you go, do you know what I mean? And you know, you can get a clue, like, do you know what I mean? When I was at United, Wayne Rooney used to take penalties all the time. And because I was like the third choice goalie, the Joey goalie, he would practice penalties against me all the time after training, every day. And I'm thinking, God's sake. But he would do it all the time. And you could never really pick up a tell from him. You could never tell where he was going to go. His body shape would be different all the time. So it was like, I just ain't got a clue. And then fast forward a few years, I leave United. He's obviously still there being Wayne Rooney. And he's taken a few penalties against me and he's put them in the back of the net every single time. But he is a world-class player, and to be fair, what James Ward-Prowse, his penalty on Saturday was unbelievable. If ever you want somebody to guarantee is going to score that penalty, James Ward-Prowse would be right high on that list, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Take some balls out, you know.
Well, he's done it in a Chris MD video, so we can do it on St Mary's now.
Right, we've got mystery shirt right now. We've got a quiz at the end, by the way. We're going to do an extended quiz today.
Wow, yeah.
Because it was a shorter game, it was only 7 games.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we're going to do an extended quiz, maybe 20 questions or something silly like that. But 15? God damn it. They can't work hard enough here. Right, it's mystery shirt time, everybody. You ready for this?
Yeah, well, we've got a guess.
So I need you to guess. What country it's going to be from.
I'll go.
Oh, by the way, Mark Goldbridge, the very first episode that we had a mystery shirt.
Yeah.
Guessed the country correctly.
Did he? Yeah, no, you probably helped him out. I'll go Romanian Prem.
I like it. What's the Romanian Premier League called?
The big leagues. The big Romanian Prem.
Right, I'm going to go for. Swedish.
Oh, nice, yeah.
Yeah, ready?
Little Seb Larsson chant.
I do not know what's on here, I promise you. You just let me take the tabs off.
It's yellow, so you got to...
Is it?
Yeah, I don't know if it's a... Oh, get out. Oh, no. Oh, that's... You've had me on there.
Nah. Yeah, I swear down on my absolute whole life ski. I swear down.
I'm out.
This is not planned.
It's my first time and last time. I'm not coming back on.
I swear down on my life.
This Lovely is that though, eh?
Is this the current seasons? It is, isn't it?
The current. Toilet.
Bit of you, that. I'm not sure you got a Watford shirt.
I swear down, we have not planned this. This is completely random. Unless the people at Box Things have seen that it's for the Cycling GK or something and they've just done it on purpose.
I think the PR team's had an absolute win there. Absolutely.
Right, as usual, though, we're going to give this away, okay? So me and Will are going to sign it.
No, it's no point me signing it.
You're signing it, all right?
Decrease the value.
He's going to sign it as well. As always, though, get yourself over to the Football Fill-In Instagram page. Give this picture of me and Will that's on screen there, right there now. Give it a like. And get in the comments down below as usual. Make sure you're following, all that kind of stuff. and we'll pick somebody at random. That is so bonkers. That is absolutely bonkers. We didn't plan that. I swear to you, we did not plan that.
I don't know if I can trust you anymore.
Anyway, quiz coming at the end. Right, let's move it on. Let's go for a little bit of Villa versus Bournemouth, yeah?
Oh, you're really starting to wind me up now.
Sorry, mate. I know you're a big Blues fan. Yeah. I'm sure you're not a big fan of watching Villa at the minute.
No.
But Villa are actually killing it at the minute. They are. They're absolutely killing it. Do you know what impresses me most about Villa, right? They're mid-table.
Yeah.
They can't get into Europe. Mm-hmm. They can't get relegated. They've got absolutely zero to play for. But they still just keep turning up each week and they are smashing it.
Well, I think the really annoying thing is they do look good. They look very organised. I think it's little things like, you know, getting rid of Danny Ings in January because there was always that Watkins and Ings in the team just wasn't working. So to get some money for him, get him out. I think even some of their like highest earners as well, like Coutinho and Luca Dean, they're probably going to go in the summer. He knows what he wants. He's a very good manager. Yeah. They've got solid foundations. And I think they've got a bright future, which... You know, I feel a little bit sick when I say that, Ben. Yeah, I feel absolutely rank.
You've absolutely betrayed Blues there. I thought you were going to come on here and you were going to cuss them and say, nah, mate, they're lucky. They're winging it every week.
I don't think you can say that,
can you? They're not, nah. They're doing really well, to be fair. That's what I mean, though. 38 points, right? So they're safe.
Yeah.
Like they say, oh, they obviously say the 40-point mark is safe. 38 points with, what, 11 games to go. I think that's an absolutely banging season. So when Steven Gerrard got sacked early in the season, I thought, you know, this is going to be a difficult second half of the season for him. But this, I think for me, this shows Unai Emery as he must be at that next level of manager. I really do think that. And there's no disrespect to Steven Gerrard, but I think you're talking about a seasoned manager here, somebody who's won Europa League, all that kind of, a seasoned manager. And to be in this position and to still keep churning it out week after week it speaks volumes of a proper manager, that does.
Well, I think players like Buendia, like they were sort of in and out of the team, they're really finding their form now.
Douglas Luiz on
exactly,
fire.
Exactly, yeah, they've got that foundation in there. For me, I wanted Gerrard to stay. They were a bit of a laughing stock when he was there, so if we could have kept him. Emre was the appointment they probably should have made back when they got Gerrard or someone of that stature to take the club on rather than sort of take it back 2 years.
Bournemouth, second bottom, 19th on 24 points. Talking about the relegation zone, if you had to pick your three teams that are going to go this season, who are you picking out of these?
I'd do Southampton, Bournemouth, and then...
Fourth, this is where it gets tough. I think everybody seems to say the same thing about Southampton and Bournemouth.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, because Southampton, they can win one, lose one. It's all over the shop. Southampton, Bournemouth.
I'm going to say Forest.
Ooh, yeah, Forest are on a little bit of a slippery slope at the moment.
That home form could see them through. It's with West Ham, I don't see them getting dragged in. What are you saying?
I said a few weeks ago, Forest. I said Bournemouth, Southampton and Forest is what I said. But honestly, it's so...
I didn't realise how Leicester are just down there.
Leicester are down there. But even West Ham, you talk about someone like West Ham and people will always say, oh, they're too good to get relegated. No, you're not. Nobody's too good to get relegated. If you're down there, you're down there for a reason.
Just Everton with Dyche now, that seems to be...
Yeah, I agree,
And they're just picking up points when they shouldn't be.
You're going for Forest then, yeah?
Sorry,
Forest fans.
Sorry.
Chelsea, Everton. Again, massive result for Sean Dyche. You know, I've watched the highlights of this one, and by all accounts, it was a decent game. Yeah. Chelsea were decent. Everton were decent. Probably nicked it at the end, a little two-all draw sort of thing. You know what I mean? Snuck away with one, but massive result for Everton.
Yeah, fantastic. Ellis Sims getting his first goal for Everton as well. Been playing his trade in the Championship as well. Seeing a guy score with number 50 on his back as well. It's just a little bit pleasing about that as well. So,
and to be fair, he's a big youth as well.
Yeah.
He's a proper big youth. And the goal that he scored, he's proper dropped the shoulder. Who's the centre-back for...
Koulibaly.
He's dropped his shoulder past Koulibaly, bullied him out of the way. Good finish. Well, actually, let's talk about this finish, actually, because I think Kepa... This is where I think...
you'd have had that.
I don't know. I'll say it for you, Ben.
You'd have had
I think top goalie saved that.
Yeah.
And this is a big moment. We're talking injury time, yeah? If he saves that, it's 2-1. You get 3 points. Boom, everybody's happy. These are the fine little margins that I think a top goalie has to save that. Do you know what I mean? It's in that little pocket there. And I know it's a little bit awkward because for a goalie, right, them ones here... they're awkward. You'd rather have it out there. It's a much more comfortable save, easier save to make. You're a bit of a cat yourself, aren't you?
Some have called me a cat, yeah.
A bit of a goalie sometimes. You might know what I'm talking about. Them ones out there are actually easier to save, yeah? These ones...
So you don't want T-Rex arms, you want full...
Yeah, you want them out extenders. There. The T-Rex saves, they're hard to make. So I'll give them a little bit of sympathy, but when the big saves need making in the heat of the battle, these are the ones where you need your goalie to step up, and I think he just sort of fell a little bit short.
Is there anything, like, it just feels a bit cursed, this Chelsea, ever since Petr Cech's gone, this number one, like, Kepa was the answer, then he went, Mendy was the answer, now Kepa's back in. Is there some sort of curse we don't know about?
I don't think Kepa's the right guy for it. I really don't. Full stop. I don't think he's going to be the long term. I think come the end of the season, either Mendy's going to get fit and get his way back into the team and he's going to be the goalie next season, or they're going to have to go out to the market and try and sign somebody. 70 million quid they spent on Kepa, you know.
It's me.
70 million quid they spent on Kepa, or 20-30 million pound on Mendy. That's 100 mil on goalies. Who wants to spend 100 mil on goalies, mate?
Not me.
Nobody, mate.
If you're
playing champ man, right, yeah. the last position you're spending 100 million pound on is goalkeepers.
I'm doing contracts expiring 12 months in advance, getting in early, doing the dirty work and then getting them in off free. I'm not doing that. I want to see him. I really want to see him crack. He's like that sort of teacher you've got at your school who's like really smart and really intelligent. Like, what are you doing here? Like, you should be actually working in the actual business here. I just really like him.
He seems a really likable. Did you see him doing his press conference for the
left bomb?
Yeah, they dropped a little left bomb in there about the Champions League. Like, that's what we want to see, though. You know what I mean? Managers are human beings too, you know.
Well, you'll know more than me, but even with Sean Dyche as well, how sort of important will it be just to have a summer together, like, so he can implement his tactics
and do it his own way, and hopefully even try and like sign a few of his own players that he wants to sign. Imagine that. Imagine that. That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
He's got no chance.
Right, Brentford, Leicester. Is this the final game, by the way? I think this is the final game. Yes, it is the final game. Brentford versus Leicester, and then we've got the world-class football filling quiz. 15 questions this week, by the way. 20. We got 20. MVP you are today. MVP, even though I messed up all the bookings and we had to make... Not really, mate. You're absolutely banging it. Right, final game, Brentford-Leicester. I love Brentford. I do. I absolutely love Brentford. I think they're I think them and Brighton are the two best-run football clubs in the Premier League.
Do you like them for that, though?
Yeah, I do. Okay. I like them for that. It's as simple as that. They've got a way of playing it. They've got a manager that's absolute top class. Everybody's on the same page. They don't sign glitzy, glamorous players. They sign players that do jobs and they're effective. Yeah. And that's what I love about them. But first, I want to talk about Leicester because they are having a stinking season, which nobody would have predicted. If at the beginning of the season you would say, right, Leicester, you straight away you'd go, well, top half. You'd say maybe just fall short of Europe, or, you know, 6th, 7th, 8th maybe. They are currently 17th, 1 point off the drop zone.
Well, it was a weird one in the summer going into the season. It just sort of felt there was a few murmurs around Brendan Rodgers, then Maddison was linked with Newcastle, Tillemans.
Harvey Barnes as well.
Exactly. So it just felt like... Where you mentioned with Brentford and Brighton, they're all on the same page, and you've felt like that for Leicester for years, hadn't you? But going into this season, especially with like the back four, sort of Kasper Schmeichel going, it's just like, it just felt a little bit...
A lot of unsettling things going on. Like I say, I think Kasper Schmeichel is the biggest one. I do. I think
like locker room leader gone.
I think him, like I say, he is Leicester through and through, mate. He's been there forever. He's seen everything. He's the guy that they look up to, club captain. Then, like you say, with Harvey Barnes, Tielemans and James Maddison all getting linked with big money moves away, that is really unsettling, you know, for them individual players. That's really unsettling because, like I said, I think it was Newcastle who were coming in for Harvey Barnes and James Maddison. You've got to think, don't get me wrong, I know Harvey Barnes and James Maddison are getting paid good money by Leicester. I know that, yeah. But you'd imagine Newcastle would almost double their wages, yeah? You're talking 40 million, 50 million pound transfer fees. You're talking 150 odd grand a week or something stupid like that. That is genuinely life-changing money. And that is the bit that will unsettle a footballer. I know there's people that'll be watching this going, oh my God, you're struggling on 80 grand a week, 70 grand a week. But it's like anything. It's like any job, for what you do. If somebody comes and says, I'll double your money, you go, sweet as a nut. Boom. Yeah. I'm going to go work for United Stand tomorrow, right? And Mark Goldberg is going to pay me double my wage. I'm going. Yeah. He won't have to pay anything because I don't even take a wage at the football filling. Cycling GK doesn't earn a penny, does he, lads? No, he don't. Does it for the love of his heart is what he does, all right? But it is. It's double unsettling, really unsettling. And that just spread through the team. And it's just been a horrible season. Did you see what Brendan Rodgers said about one of his biggest achievements as Leicester managers, or maybe even just as a manager, would be making sure Leicester don't get relegated this season?
I don't know if I like that. When you're comparing resource and sort of everything that's happened over the last couple of seasons, that just feels a bit of a... I'm not a fan of that at all.
That's rubbish, isn't it? They are. They're down there, though. It is absolutely bonkers. This is the beauty of the Premier League. This is exactly why we love it. It's time for the quiz, mate. What's your quiz knowledge like? Ball knowledge decent?
I think that's what they say, isn't it? The kids say ball knowledge is very good, yeah.
All right.
I've never been tested, so...
Well, we'll see. Foster versus Brazier. right, football fill-in 20-question quiz today. Before we start, just have a look at our shirts. Are we the two best-dressed guests on Football Fill-In this season? I think we are. And I've also just noticed by looking, we've got like a camera screen where we can see all the views and stuff. I think Will has got a bigger head than me.
Yeah.
He actually has got a bigger head than me, hasn't he? Look, it's like a Beavis and Butthead head.
I've got a big bonce as well. It's coming up as well. Big 4S.
Right,
terrible tan on my suit. Just get me out.
Right, Jamie, come on then. Let's have it. First question. Look, put your feet up if you want today, mate. I ain't even nervous today. I know I'm going to win this
one.
It's a doddle.
Okay, first question. Who is the all-time scorer in the Championship?
Billy Sharp.
Correct.
Oh, what a start, Fozzy. What a start, Fozzy.
Is it just you firing out, sort of?
No. You only get one go each, and if you get it wrong, then we get to go again.
Okay.
Yeah? I was going to say David Nugent then as well, but Billy Sharp came in.
130 and 389 appearances.
Ooh, decent.
Who is the only player to score a hat-trick in the top four English leagues?
Jamie Vardy.
Nope. The League Cup and for his country.
You're going to have to repeat the
Who
question.
Who is the only player to score a hat-trick in the top four English leagues, the FA Cup, the League Cup, and his country?
Robert Earnshaw.
Yeah.
Fuzzy!
He's on fire.
Did you know that, lads?
This is like that bloody mystery.
You know because you did the quiz questions. That's 2-0, by the way.
I know, I need to be real.
Wow.
What's going on here?
Which former player holds the record for the most assists in Premier League history?
Ryan Giggs.
Correct.
Damn it.
Really needed to get one on the board there because that could have been little whitewash materials.
Yeah, fair dude. I was going to say Lampard or Gerrard or something. But yeah.
Go with your gut, haven't you?
He has 162.
Assists?
Yeah.
That's not bad, that.
Who is West Ham's record signing?
Gamaka?
Nope.
Paqueta?
Nope.
Damn.
Are we back in? We're back in.
Yeah, we're back in.
Do you want to know the price?
Yes.
45 million.
Wow.
I have to count down here. 5, 4, 3, 2. What, any name? 1.
No.
Sebastian Haller.
Haller, senior squalor.
45 million.
Oh, 45
mil. Yeah, I thought I had it with Paqueta. Paqueta. 2-1.
Question 5. Who is the only Italian to win the Premier League?
Balotelli.
Players only. Yeah, correct.
3-1.
That was quick.
I told you I was cash today. I just feel it today. Sometimes you feel it, you know what I mean? I woke up knowing. I knew it.
It's a marathon, not a sprint. We
yeah. Question 6. What vegetable is banned from Stamford Bridge? What vegetable is banned from Stamford Bridge?
Cabbage.
Tomato.
Nope.
Tomato's a fruit anyway, by the way, lads. It's good.
Keep firing
it's
away.
It's season, isn't it? It's a fruit.
Celery.
Correct.
Yes! No chance. No chance. Where have you got celery from there? Why? Where?
It's celery.
Why is celery banned at Stamford Bridge?
I'm not too
sure. You don't know that?
No.
You wake up a little bit.
It's a long story, yeah.
Do you know that? Was that a guess?
I pulled that out of my arse.
So out of all the vegetables, you pulled celery out?
Celery out.
Wow.
Bag.
Big celery. Yeah.
What's the score now?
3-2. 3-2.
3-2.
Wow.
That should be double points for celery now.
I would, honestly. Beforehand, if you'd have said double points, I'd have gone, yeah. 3-2.
Question 7. It's a career path question.
Okay.
Who has played for Norwich, Blackburn, Chelsea, Celtic,
Chris
Birmingham, Aston Villa? Chris Sutton is correct. Yep.
Yeah, well done.
I think I sent that one the other week for Mark one, so that's fresh in the mind.
Oh, he did, he did.
Yeah. Oh. Scumbags. 3-0.
Question. He's fuming. No, it's 3-0. 3-0, yeah. Question 8. Which former England player has the nickname the Romford Pele?
Ray Parlour.
Will.
Oh, Will. Of course it was Will.
I think it was Ben.
I agree. I agree. No.
I think it was Will.
He started to say the name wrong. He went Roy. You said Parlour.
I'll give you that. I thought he got it. I thought you got that.
Yeah.
I did say Roy Parlour. I did say Roy Parlour.
Oh, God. I'm well nervous.
Overtaken. Overtaken.
Oh, you got three in a row. Sugar.
Celery's been like, that's like a big win away, that celery.
That's a confident booster. Honestly. Oh, bonus point, that was.
Question number 9. Who am I? I was the caretaker manager that was first named David Beckham as England captain. I myself has played... Peter Taylor's the answer. I think that was Ben.
You
said Stephen Claren!
Wait, did you know who said Peter Taylor?
The wrong answer!
Will got
Jamie,
the answer.
Jamie, you got to pick.
I thought you said Peter Taylor.
I said Steve McLaren.
You said it so loudly.
Taylor is really good.
Peter Taylor's the answer. Yeah.
Peter Taylor's really good, by the way. Really, really good.
Okay.
5-3. Where's this come from?
Out of nowhere.
Capitulation.
We're only halfway through now, so question number 10. In which top flight league do club Vålerenga play?
Norway.
Correct.
I'm sitting up.
6-3.
I'm sitting up.
6-3.
I'll never go and buy a batch of celery after this.
He's obviously a little champ man swat or something like that.
Yeah. Correct. 1 point, correct.
Question 11. Who is Northern Ireland's record goal scorer?
David Healy.
David Healy is correct.
Is
he has scored 36 goals.
Oh, gosh.
Could be greatest day of my life.
7-3?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Which club has the biggest capacity in the Championship?
Sheffield Wednesday.
Sunderland.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Get a flashback to the start.
Yes, they are.
I'm not surprised he went correct. There's a point.
8-3.
Didn't you say you're going to win at the start, Ben? You want to come back here. Question 13. What club did Antonio Conte manage before he managed Inter Milan?
Juventus?
No. Got some time here, Ben.
Foreign football ain't my forte. It really
Conte
isn't.
Before he managed Inter Milan.
Hull. He said I think he was at Hull or something.
That's a countdown.
So what are you pressurising me for, Jay?
5.
Before he was at Inter?
Yeah. 4.
Oh,
3.
AC. 2.
No, Chelsea.
grazie.
You see the Lars behind the camera.
You'd have probably played against him as well. Didn't you?
Probably.
8-3.
Question 14. Who was the Blackburn manager when they won the Premier League?
Dalglish.
Kenny Dalglish is the correct answer.
Come on.
It's not fair, so he's a bit older than
that. Scores?
8-4.
Question 15. Who was the last Brazilian to win the Ballon d'Or?
Kaká.
Kaká. That was Ben. That was Ben. He won it in 2007.
I feel like amongst us, we've got some real good quiz. Yeah. Like, we dovetail the shit out of this.
Yeah, but that's not the quiz.
We'd be a good quiz team.
Yeah,
we'd be a good quiz team.
I'll take that.
Question 16.
What's the score? 8-5? 8-6?
8-5. Which Chilean player was a used sub for Birmingham in the 2011 League Cup win?
Gene Bosajor.
Correct. No, he said Bosajor. It's Bosajor. It's John Bosajor. It's Bosajor. You can't say Bosajor.
Nah,
I knew it was him.
An old Gene, what a laugh.
It's John. We called him John. His name's John.
Yeah, but with the Birmingham twang.
Jane
Bosajor. That's how I'd say it.
Woo!
That's all I needed.
Oh, he was such a nice man as well.
Was it?
Oh, he was lovely, honestly. Jean Bosajor. He went. Who did he get moved to? He got moved to another, like a decent team. Like, it was Wigan. It was. I'm sure he got moved to Wigan. Yeah, left winger. Lovely player. A lovely lad, honestly. Really nice bloke. Darn it, 9-5.
Question 17. Which referee has made the most appearances in Premier League history? Mike Dean is correct. bonus question?
Yes.
How many games did you
play? Bonus question. Closest. Pull that one out of your ass.
Closest wins.
521.
He's got it on the. He's got it on the head.
No, he's not.
No, I'm quite.
I'm having that sign.
522. 21 is the answer.
Oh, this is outrageous.
How has he done that?
Mike Dean, super fan over here. Oh, I knew it was 500-ish.
521 games.
Done, honestly, you ain't coming back, you. You ain't nowhere coming back.
That's brilliant. I'll take that sign. I'll have that shirt. Fantastic.
Question.
We're still going.
18. Question 18. What is Oldham Athletic's ground called?
Boundary Park.
Correct.
You're an absolute twat.
Question 19.
You're too good. You're too good. See how quick that was? Boundary Park just came out.
Honestly, I've been preparing for this moment my whole life.
How many professional teams has Sean Dyche managed?
Three.
Correct. Do you want a bonus?
Watford, Burnley and Everton.
You know what? We'll give that to him. We'll give him a bonus point. We'll give him a bonus. No, we'll just give you that one. It's good. <'cause... laughs> You can't come back now. I'm sorry, Ben. Final question. What year did Tottenham last win the FA Cup?
1982.
It's the season. It's not. What season did Tottenham last win the FA Cup?
91.
Yes. Correct.
Against Forest. Arsenal.
I don't know who
Forrest
was against.
It was Forrest. Yeah.
Yeah.
Scored.
I mean, you could have another point as well, but we'll still won.
Mate, you're the man.
12-8.
Thank you.
I reckon out of all the guests we've had here to do the quizzes, you'll be right up there, mate. I think you and James Alcott would be an absolute humdinger of a matchup, honestly.
I'm just, yeah, celery, happy to get that, and obviously good old Gene Bosidjo.
To be fair, if we're going to look back on the tape, I'd say the celery is the turning point. Mike Dean and actually getting the number is just, what chance have you got? As always, thank you very much, you lot. Will Braze is the man. It's the international break next week, unfortunately. How miserable is international break?
It's hanging.
Nobody likes international break. Get rid of them. We'll see you in a couple of weeks, all right?